Brendan, typical derby in many ways, you know, very, very competitive, and you kind of cancelled each other out.
Yeah, it was a wee bit frantic. I thought, in particular for ourselves, first half, we never had any fluency really in our game, and we had some little spells, but we weren't as good in the first half. I thought the second half we were much better, we were on the front foot a lot more, and we created a couple of chances. You know, we had, you know, Coutinho's played a great pass in for Daniel, and he's been unfortunate. The ball's just, he's just taken it wide. Fabio Borini nearly got on the end of a cross, and Stevie made a great run and just touched it past the goalkeeper. So it was difficult conditions as well, you know, very hot, and but both teams competitive, like you say, and if you can't win it, then you've got to make sure you don't lose it.
You've had a year to work with Jamie Carragher. Obviously, this is now it as far as his Merseyside derby career is concerned. 30 derbies, I mean, what a pro. Is he pretty much the model pro, do you think?
No, he's more than that. He's colossal in terms of his performance, but no, listen, he turns up every single day prepared to work. You know, his motivation has never dampened. You know, he's a top professional, lives his life for football, eats the right things, prepares his body well. He's, you know, as I said, never looks for an easy day. International weeks, when there's maybe not so many around, he's working with the young players and giving them great advice, but also making sure he's getting his own work in. And you know, obviously was aware of him before coming in, knowing he was one of the top defenders in the world. And I'm very fortunate to have had the chance to work with him this year, just to see what, you know, the mentality is like for someone of that ilk. And he's been absolutely incredible. And you see again today, his performance level was outstanding. And now we'll really miss him when he goes.
As you say, you probably in the second half have the better chances. There was one incident which I'm sure Everton would like to have a look at, the disallowed goal. What was your initial reaction to that?
Well, I think that when I'd seen it initially, I think the referee had blown up whilst the ball was in the air. So I don't think it was the case where he's made the header and Distan and then it was disallowed. I think you see it clearly on the images that as the ball's on its way, he's blown for the foul. So it was obviously clearly not going to be a goal.
Two games to go, and probably now, you know, you'd expect Everton to probably finish sixth. You might just have to sit in behind them this season.
Yeah, no, that's, as I said, we'll just concentrate on ourselves. You know, Everton's obviously a strong team. It had been consistent throughout the year. We didn't make such a good start, and have been improving all the time. You know, we had a lot of points to make up to get to the position that we were in. But I've been satisfied in terms of how the players, their commitment, and I believe that, you know, we want to finish the season well. You know, we've had 15 clean sheets now, which is an excellent effort. We've scored a lot of goals this season, and we want to do more on that front next year. But we can just add a couple of players of quality that can come in, and we've had a lot of draws this year as well, and we could even turn half of those into wins by getting some more quality in the summer, then we can look forward to a really good year next year.